You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings, starting it off with Meatloaf from 1978, All Revved Up with No Place to Go, recorded live at the El Macombo in Toronto, Canada.
Once again, on piano, Mr. Jim Steinman. On organ, Paul Fingers Glantz. On bass, Steve Machine Gun Buslow. On drums, Joe Hitman Stefko. From Port Dover, Ontario, 100 miles from Toronto, Canada, R.D., H.W., Rory, Patrick, Aloysius, Devalero, Rory, the Harmony Whiz, God, ladies and gentlemen! Ladies and gentlemen, on guitars, the brothers Kulik, Bobby, and Bruce, Killer, and Pretty Boy. A hometown girl, ladies and gentlemen, from Toronto, Canada, Carla, the Queen Bee DeVito. And I'm Meatloaf.
I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. I was barely 17. And I once killed a boy with a Fender guitar. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember that it wasn't at all easy. It required the perfect combination of the right power chords and the precise angle from which to strike. The guitar bled for about a week afterward, but it rung out beautifully, and I was able to play notes that I had never even heard before.
Saturday night. That's right, it's Saturday night. You're at home, you're in front of your TV. You're sitting in your easy chair. You're in front of your TV. You turn the channel. You turn it from 2. You turn it to 4. You turn it back to 7. You turn it over to 9. Back to 2. Back to 4. To 11. 13. 2. 4. 9. 7. Back to 13. Back to 2. Back to 11. You get up out of your chair. You begin to pace. Back and forth. You begin to pace, back and forth. You go into your bedroom. You open your closet door. You look in your closet. You begin to fumble. You're looking through your closet door. There it is. There it is, your favorite top. You pull it out. You found your pants. You pull out your pants. You're looking through. You got 22 pairs of shoes, but you don't know which ones to choose. You wait to them. You got them. You found your shoes. You put on your shoes. You put on your pants. You put on your top. You get your closet. You got your scarf on. You're in front of the mirror. You say to yourself, hey, what am I doing here on Saturday night? I look pretty damn good. What the hell are you doing here on Saturday night? You look good, man. You look real good. You shouldn't be here. You turn around. You start walking. You start prancing through your bedroom. You say to yourself, hey, I look good. You're back to the mirror. You look in the mirror. You're ugly. Sitting on top of the TV, you're watching the chair. You're going crazy. to pulse. The blood in your left hand begins to pulse. The blood in your right hand. The blood in your right hand begins to pulse. The blood in your feet. The blood in your feet begins to pulse. The blood. The blood in your head. The blood in your head begins to pulse. Pulse.
All around the world with no place to go.
no place to go.
Bootlegger Jack.
This is an old one. This is called I Feel It Low Down and Dirty. Does he ever just have that not so fresh feeling? I do that all the time, man. Just ask my wife. Thank you. And how about we do some more Jimmy for you now?
That was Papa Chubby from 2007 at the Mexicali Blues in Teaneck, New Jersey, doing Low Down and Dirty. Next, we're going to listen to Beck Bogert and Apeachy from 1972, recorded at Landing in Brussels, Belgium, with Jeff's Boogie.
Thank you. knew what it was, oh baby. I'm going back down that sunny road. I didn't get that up in Chicago. Baby, play my room and phone. When I was doing good, you treated me just like a king. When I had money, baby, you treated me just like a king.
Magic Slim and the Teardrops did Sunny Road Blues, recorded live 2012 at the Hot August Blues and Roots Music Festival in Cockeysville, Maryland. Up next, Joe Satriani is going to do Midnight, recorded at the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco, California in 1988. You're in the Bootlegger Shack, coming at you live on the Quack House Radio on the World Wide Web at quackhouseradio.net.
Dead on arrival, you're a child, they pronounce me. But I'm out for survival, I'm alive in your time. I got a massive injection from a slim hip girl child. Woo! She had the blood of conviction. I'm alive in her town. Cause I know what could break them. Dead on arrival, you were my jet reflector. I said I love detector that brought me into your town. Wow, I got a massive injection from a slim hip girl child. She had the blood of conviction. I'm alive in your town. I said, where did you go? And what did you do? Well, what's gonna happen when he gets shot? Willow, a prediction, cause fact or fiction, I'm alive in your town. It took a massive injection from a slim hip redhead. Woo! She had the blood of conviction, I'm alive in her town. I said,
that was Billy Idol, Dead on Arrival, from 1982 at the Malibu Nightclub in Long Beach, New York. There's Black Sabbath from 1970 with NIB.
We're just going to nail the drummer's foot to the floor, so it'll be a few minutes.
Shut up!
Jump Back, with Warren Haynes sitting in on guitar. Recorded at Warren Haynes' wedding reception in 1997. Next we're going to listen to It's a Beautiful Day, doing a song called Countryside, recorded 1968 at Fillmore West in San Francisco. And It's a Beautiful Day was one of the early San Francisco hippie bands, or psychedelic bands, I guess they call them, with David LaFlame on violin and his wife Linda LaFlame on vocals.
Looking at the countryside, wondering how I'm gonna take this ride when the one I love ain't by my side. I just sitting here looking at the countryside. And as I look at all the scenery pass, and I wonder how the mountains last.
I'm gonna take this ride. Thank you.
We've got one track left to play this set out, and that's going to be BBM, Tales of Brave Ulysses, from 1994 at Paris, France. And BBM was Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker, and Gary Moore. The lyrics to Tales of Brave Ulysses were written by Martin Sharp, and the music was composed by Eric Clapton. The day before writing the music was the day Eric Clapton first discovered the wah-wah pedal.
That's actually first time.
Thanks for listening.